Daily fantasy football is back. Who's ready to win some money with me?
Unnecessary, after the play was over, unnecessary roughness on number 52. Excuse me a minute.
Okay.
There are multiple fouls on the play. Unnecessary roughness on the kicking team, number 92. 52. Unnecessary roughness on the receiving team, number 57. Those fouls offset. There's also a holding, number 92, on the return team. All those fouls offset at the spot of that foul. First down.
What is going on? Welcome to the First and Goal from the 49 podcast. My name is Brian, a.k.a. Dollar Bill Walsh, a.k.a. Johnny Throws Picks-A-Lot, a.k.a. Freddy Fumble Rooski. Let me ask you, are you ready? Are you ready for week number one of this fantasy football season here in 2019? That's right, 2019. I wanted to repeat that for those of you that may be listening to this 30 years in the future. But are you ready? Are you ready for this season? Are you ready to earn millions upon millions of dollars with me on FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever fantasy football application you so choose to enjoy? Me, personally, I like FanDuel, I like DraftKings, and that's pretty much what I stick to each and every year. I put a little, let me tell you a little bit about myself, because I know you're sitting there, you're listening to this, and you're going, who is this guy? Like, somehow, some way, I went down this rabbit hole, and I ended up on this First and Goal from the 49 podcast, and here's this guy named Brian, and I have no idea who he is. Is he a fantasy football guru? Does he have all the answers? Will he help me make money? Well, as I stated, my name is Brian, and I am a fantasy football hobbyist. Now, being a fantasy football hobbyist, well, really, that is just a polite way of saying that I'm not very good. I'm just going to be honest with you. I want to be a straight shooter with you. I've never made $1 million playing this godforsaken fantasy football crap. Now, I've helped contribute to DraftKings' profits. I've helped contribute to FanDuel's profits each and every year. I put a little money on DraftKings and a little money on FanDuel in hopes of cashing in on this great fantasy football pastime of mine. Of ours. Now, in 2014, I started sharing my weekly lineups on YouTube. And each and every week, I'd give my GPP, as the professionals would call it, right? The GPP, Guaranteed Prize Pool Picks. And I would share that with the world, or with the 100 subscribers that I had. And then a week later, I'd come back and I'd do the same thing. I would share my picks for that week as well as, share my losses for the week prior. But I had an epiphany this year as I was thinking about it. I took a little time off. I took last year off. And I played fantasy football, but I said, I'm not going to share anything. I want to hone my skills. I want to become a winner. By golly, I want to finally win some money. At the end of the year, when I look at my FanDuel account, I don't want to see 60 cents in my balance. When I look at my DraftKings account, I don't want to see 10 cents in my draft balance or my account balance. No. This year, it was time. It was time for me to become a winner. So, I didn't share any picks last year, and I said, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And then it struck me, kind of like a foul ball at a little league game hit me right in the head. I said, Brian, you know what you're doing wrong? By golly, you're putting all your money in these GPPs. You're trying to get rich quick, and you're going up against, 135,000 other fantasy football wannabes. And, it's not about getting rich quick. It's about getting rich, slow. That's right. Nickels and dimes make the world go round, people. So this year I'm doing it a little different. This year, each and every week, I am going to enter my money into a 100 man or woman, 100 person, whatever you are. It's hard to keep up in today's society, men, women, things, whatever. If I offended you, well, too bad. Anyways, I'm going to put my money in these 100 person tournaments. Now, granted, first place is only, you know, $25 or maybe $27.50 if you're lucky. But you know what? Surely. Now keep in mind, when I'm playing the GPPs, I was winning a few bucks. I'd win a few bucks here, a few bucks there. I'd lose a few bucks here, I'd lose a few bucks there. And then I'd lose a few more and a few more and end up with a 60 cent fucking balance in my account. And what money I had left over, I drank. I drank my money to hide my sorrows and my tears. And let's just say, before I'm getting a little teary-eyed here, let's just say I had my fair share of Bush lattes last year. Man up. All right. So I figure if I'm finishing middle of the road, you know, 135,000 participants in these GPPs, and I'm finishing like 80,000, right? Or what would be middle of the road? 62.5, right? I'm finishing middle of the road. That means I'm better. I am a better fantasy football player than 65,000 some odd people. Now, if I could beat 65,000 people, surely I could beat 99 other people in a 100-person tournament. Do you feel me? Do you see where I'm going with this? I think you do. I think you do. And I could tell right now, I don't know who you are. I don't know what kind of fantasy footballer you are. But we're connecting right now. We're bonding, by golly. And later tonight, after I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to have a Bush latte in honor of you, my friend. In honor of you and the millions upon millions of dollars that we will someday achieve playing this godforsaken fantasy football, daily fantasy football. Let me specify, daily fantasy football. DFS, right? Anyways. So I've been talking for about almost 8 minutes now. Have I even explained what this podcast is going to be about? What is the point of all of this? Well, here's the point. I want to share my picks with you. I want to celebrate in my victories with you. I want to cry tears of angst and anger in my losses with you. I want to go on this journey with you, and I want you to go on this journey with me, because misery loves company. And by golly, if I'm going to be miserable and lose my money, I'm not going to do it alone. So anyways, each and every week I am going to I'm going to give you the podcast. It is not live, and it will be heavily edited. No, who am I kidding? I am way too lazy. I am way too lazy to edit a damn thing. So, pretty much, you know, one or two takes, and what you get is what you get. And if you don't like it, that's okay. Just tell everybody you know that it's a fantastic podcast and that you highly recommend it. And make sure you share on social media. Make sure you give it a thumbs up. Make sure you leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or, I don't know, YouTube, wherever this here podcast ends up. It will be on YouTube. If you just look for Team Bunny Bread. Great. Okay, great. Here's what just happened. Somebody from Bunny Bread Corporation is going to hear this podcast and be like, "My God, what the, this loser is using our name. We can't have that." And they're going to make me change it. Anyways, you can look me up on YouTube. I would share a link, but yeah, I'm too lazy to do that right now. So you'll find me. Just look me up on YouTube or just listen to this podcast, because it's going to be the same exact thing either place. So actually, you could just forget everything I've just said in the last minute and a half. Anyways. So each and every week, I'm going to make my picks. I'm going to explain my picks. I'm going to try to justify why I'm picking the players that I'm picking. And you know what? I hope I win. And I hope that you win. I hope you listen to you listen to my picks, and it gives you this inspiration and motivation to play along. Because that would be kind of weird if you're listening to a fantasy football podcast, but you're not actually in the fantasy football. Like if you were like, you know, your big hobby was fucking watching MASH reruns or something, right? It'd be kind of weird that you're listening to this podcast when you should be listening to like Corporal Klinger on the MASH podcast. But I'm probably dating myself and giving my age. There's like some 17, 18 year old right now listening like, what the fuck is MASH? But anyways, it's about that time to break forth with the rhythm and the rhyme, as Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch would say. So let's head on over to FanDuel.com, get started with these here picks. Now, keep in mind, just in case you've forgotten over the last couple minutes, I know it's easy to do. This year, I'm limiting my focus. Instead of going for the big dollars in the huge contests, I'm just going to go up against 99 other individuals. I'm going to enter the 100-man contest. I'm going to chip away at this wall. And I'm going to build up my earnings slowly but surely. But you know what? By golly, by the time this year is over, I better have some money in my bank account. I need a new pair of shoes. My shoes are worn. They're looking a bit ratchet. So I need a new pair of shoes. I need a new wallet. My wallet is falling apart. I mean, it doesn't have any money in it, but all it has is little plastic cards of debt in it. But, you know, it's falling apart. And, you know, let's face it. You're at the bar. You go up to buy yourself a drink. There's a pretty woman sitting next to you. And you pull out a dusty, floppy, threads hanging off of it wallet. Man. Might as well have a big old zit right on the tip of your nose. Anyways, FanDuel.com, here we go. Here are my picks, and here are why I picked them. Now, I do have some Florida players in this lineup. Matter of fact, I have Florida players in both lineups. We're going to pray and hope that Florida still exists after the hurricane has its way with it. Hurricane, was it Dorian? That doesn't sound like a very menacing name, but prayers and best wishes to all of you out there in Florida. If you are listening, I hope you still exist. I don't know how, I'm very tactful in the way I say that, but I hope you still exist. I hope you get to hear this podcast. So prayers and well wishes to all of you there in Florida. But hey, let's get this party started. Let's head over to FanDuel.com. 100-man contest. Here is who I'm running with. Take them, leave them, like them, hate them. I don't know. And by the way, if you want to share your thoughts with me, if you want to tell me how great and excellent my picks are, or, you know, if you just want to tell me how badly I suck, feel free to email me at firstandgoal49@gmail.com. That is the words, first and goal, followed by the numbers, 49@gmail.com. firstandgoal49@gmail.com. All right, so here's who I've got, and here is why I've got them. At quarterback, I am going to run with Mr. Nick Foles, Jacksonville Jaguars. He's got... But why? Why, Brian? Why are you playing Nick Foles? Why aren't you going with Patrick Mahomes? Well, first of all, Nick Foles is cheap.
6,500. He's got a cheesecake of a defense that he's playing, right? Kansas City, they give up yards. They give up points. They showed that time and time again last season. Nick Foles, 6,500. For Pete's sakes, the guy won a Super Bowl, right? Let's give Nick Foles some credit. I know he's not, he's no Tom Brady, but man, he's a good quarterback. I think they've got him projected at like 12 to 15 points. His ceiling is only around 20, but let's face it. Kansas City's going to score points. They're going to move the ball. They're going to put in some work against Jacksonville. I know they've got a good defense. Jacksonville's got a good defense, but I think, Kansas City, they find ways to put the ball in the end zone. So Jacksonville's going to have to throw the ball. They're not going to be able to sit back and just rely on Fournette the whole game. So Nick Foles is going to put in his work. And, I'm hoping he can hit that ceiling, if not exceed it a little bit. So we shall see. But I'm going to stack Nick Foles with wide receiver D.D. Westbrook, 5,900. I'm not sure how I feel about this stack because I could stack him with Fournette. Fournette's going to get plenty of looks. But if Kansas City gets up, like I think they're going to get up, two touchdowns, three, whatever, they're going to have to throw the ball vertically. They're not going to just be able to dump it out of the backfield every time. So I think D.D. Westbrook is probably out. If you look at that receiving core, which not a whole lot going on there, D.D. Westbrook is probably the best option. So this is a sneaky Pete type play, right? I think Nick Foles and D.D. Westbrook nobody's going to take these guys. Nobody. Out of the 99 other players that I'm going to be going up against, I can't imagine any of them are going to stack these two. So it is what is going to make me unique. And it could be the advantage I need to get that dub. Anyways, so Nick Foles with a D.D. Westbrook wide receiver stack. That's how we're going to start this one off. Now at running back, I've got a workhorse, a stud, Christian McCaffrey, right? This guy scores 20 plus points on a consistent basis, or at least he did last season. I don't think that's going to change this year. He's going up against the Rams. By the way, Christian McCaffrey, Carolina Panthers, for those of you that didn't know. He's going up against the Rams. I think the Rams have the potential, right? They're going to make this a ball game. They're going to score some points. So I think Christian McCaffrey's going to be eaten, right? I think he's going to be eaten this Sunday. He's going to be getting fed that ball, and he's going to do what he does. And the white boy is going to go crazy, and he's going to get me 20-plus points. So he is a little expensive at 8,900, but he is going to be kind of the anchor, we shall call it, the anchor of this lineup. At the other running back position, I am going with maybe a little bit of a stretch here, but then again, maybe not. Austin Eckler, Los Angeles Chargers. He's going up against, a somewhat decent Indianapolis Colts defense. But here's the thing, Melvin Gordon is out, right? So Austin Eckler's got to be the number one guy. I don't think Jackson's going to be it. I think Jackson will be the third down maybe guy. I don't know, because Austin catches the ball too. So I think there's some potential here for Austin. He's only 6,400. I don't think a lot of people are going to play this guy. There are, better names, better talents out there. But the Chargers, depending on what the Colts bring to the table, they may give up a healthy serving of running the ball, even passing out of the backfield. So, I'm pretty comfortable with that. Okay, rounding out my wide receiver spots, I'm going to go with Adam Thielen, Minnesota Vikings, going up against at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously the Falcons can make a ball game of it. It is in Minnesota. Adam Thielen, another one of those guys that consistently puts up double digits each and every week. And, he's got that high ceiling of, 25 points, I think, the last time I checked over on rotogrinders.com. I'm not even getting paid to plug them. But, hey, Rotogrinders, I wouldn't be against plugging you, though. So if you want to contact me, at firstandgoal49@gmail.com, I'd be more than willing to whore myself out for a few bucks. Anyways, Austin Thielen is gonna, you know, I'm gonna pencil him in. $7,400 is his cost. So, you know, I think he's a safe bet. Now, my final and third wide receiver, probably not so much a safe bet, but I think considering the matchup and considering the injuries that plague this team, he could see some work. So I'm going to go with Tyler Boyd, Cincinnati Bengals. They are playing at Seattle Seahawks. Tyler Boyd is $6,900. So AJ Green is likely out. He's doubtful right now. The other guy, and it was Ross. Ross is questionable, and he may play, but he is questionable. And not only questionable for an injury, but probably questionable as a wide receiver. But so that leaves Tyler Boyd. I mean, Tyler Eifert's not going to. I mean, what's this guy? He's like playing football on one leg. So I don't know. You know, I think Tyler Boyd, you got Joe Mixon, but you can't just give the ball to Mixon the whole game. They're going to have to throw it. I think Seattle, even though they're probably not going to go crazy. Last I checked, Seattle was a 7.5-point favorite in Vegas. So Andy Dalton's going to have to push that ball. By the way, I did consider Andy Dalton as my quarterback, but I don't know. He's so inconsistent. But anyways, so I'm going to go with Tyler Boyd, a little bit of a stretch, but I think he could see the work based on the matchup and the injuries to his teammates. At tight end, I'm going to go with Evan Ingram, New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going with Evan Ingram because Eli Manning has to throw the ball to somebody. He has to. Barkley cannot run the ball 120 times in this game, nor can, you know, Barkley catch the ball 767 times this game against the Cowboys. They're going to have to throw it to somebody, and I think that somebody's going to be Evan Ingram, especially down by the goal line. So Evan Ingram is my guy, $6,400, plus Evan puts up double digits regularly. He's got a pretty high ceiling, so I've got to roll with him. At my flex position, I'm going to go with Chris Carson, running back for the Seattle Seahawks. They are home against the Bengals. Chris Carson is $6,600. And the reason, well, it's a damn good matchup, right? Seattle's 7.5-point favorites. They're at home. I can't, if they get a lead early, which I think they will, then they're just going to give the ball to the running backs, right? Because I can't see them flinging it. I mean, Russell Westbrook, I don't know. Russell, do I even have his name right? I don't know what just happened, but I like had a NBA flashback. Russell Westbrook does not play for the Seattle Seahawks. Let's just get that corrected real quick. He is not. Russell Westbrook is a hell of an athlete, but he's not flinging the ball for the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, anyways, I'm going with Chris Carson. I think he's going to get a nice, heavy dish of handoffs. I lost my thought now. I'm in la-la land. Anyways, he's $6,600, if I didn't already say that. And then finally, to round this out with the defense, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens defense on Sunday. I think they're the best defense. They are going up against the Miami Dolphins in Miami. Once again, I don't know if Miami's going to exist after this week, but if it does, I think the Ravens will have a pretty good day against that offense and O'Ryan Fitzpatrick. Not O'Ryan, but, you know, O'Ryan. So there you have it, my FanDuel.com 100-man contest lineup. Nick Foles at quarterback, Austin Eckler, Christian McCaffrey at my running backs, Dede Westbrook, Adam Thielen, Tyler Boyd, my wide receivers, Evan Ingram, my tight end, Chris Carson at my flex, and Baltimore Ravens defense, well, at defense. All right, so heading over to DraftKings.com, same type of deal, right? 100-man or person contest. 100 person contest. And, you know, some things have changed, but some things stay the same. So who do I have over at DraftKings? Well, I'm sticking with old Nick Foles, right? The boat is going to sail or sink with Nick Foles this week at quarterback. Like I said, Kansas City just gives him way too good of a matchup. It's going to force him to throw the ball. I think he's going to reach his ceiling. And so that's that. Now, so Nick Foles, Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback at the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the one thing I am going to change, though, is I'm not going to stack him with DeeDee Westbrook this time. No, I'm going to stack him with old Leonard Fournette, the running back there in Jacksonville. So Nick Foles, 5,300. So good value. Leonard Fournette, 6,100. And I thought he was an awfully damn good value, considering the matchup and his potential, if he can stay healthy for a game. So I'm kind of digging that. I'm kind of digging that stack right there. So Nick Foles, Leonard Fournette, and running back. At my other running back position, I'm going to go with Joe Mixon. And I'm going with Mixon. So Cincinnati Bengal running back at the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going with him for the same reason I went with Tyler Boyd, right? Somebody's got to generate some offense for this Bengals team. And at least early on, I think Joe Mixon's going to be that guy. Now, the concern I have is if Seattle runs up the score, right? 7.5-point favorites. If they manage to get a big lead and force the ball vertically, that may take Mixon out of the picture. But, you know, this is a game of chances, and so I'm going to take a chance. And, you know, what if the Bengals can make this a game? What if they can, their defense can somehow figure it out and stop the, keep it close? I think you're going to get a good dose of Mixon, both running and catching the ball. So he is 6,700 at DraftKings. At wide receiver, my anchor, my stud, I'm going with Odell Beckham Jr., 8,100. Of course, is the new, one of the newest wide receivers out at Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns, and they take on the Tennessee Titans at home. This is a put up or shut up type game for Odell, right? He's pissed off about the trade. He's, you know, here he's come to Ohio. He's the second coming of old Big JC himself, right? He's going to be the savior of the Browns, you know, the dog pound or Browns Nation or whatever the hell they call themselves. He needs, either he's going to rise up and dominate as everyone expects him to do, or he's going to lay a big old turd right at the 50-yard line. I don't know. I think Odell's going to have a big game. Titans, you know, I think it's a pretty good matchup. You know, he's going to want to come out there and make a statement. So I'm going to go with the benefit of the doubt and say Odell has a big game. Of course, he is questionable right now, but I do believe he will be a week one starter. If not, then obviously I'll need to adjust my roster. I will probably slot Jarvis Landry in there. Then again, I don't know. 8,100, I can. There's a lot of options. I won't put Jarvis in there. There's a lot of options for 8,100. Mike Evans, 7,900. So he could be if he's healthy and go, he could be a good fill-in. Of course, Adam Thielen's always a safe bet. But anyways, for now, Odell Beckham Jr., assuming he's going to play. At the other wide receiver spot, DJ Moore, Carolina Panthers at the Rams. So kind of same thinking here, right? With the FanDuel, I had Christian McCaffrey. I think, you know, Christian McCaffrey's going to score the points. But I can't afford Christian McCaffrey in DraftKings with this lineup. So I'm going to put in DJ Moore. I really don't think, I don't know. You know, Greg Olsen at tight end, is he still a factor? The guy's, like, missing all of his toes, right? He's got no knees. I'm pretty sure his hips are, they are made out of plaster Paris right now. So I don't think he is going to be a factor. Is it plaster of Paris? Anyways. And Christian McCaffrey, yeah, he's going to get a share of the workload, but they are going to have to throw the ball vertically. So, you know, why not throw it to DJ Moore, right? He's a target. I think Cam Newton likes him. And he's got a few catches this preseason. We'll see. Okay, I'm rolling the dice with him. I don't know. He's 5,500. And, you know, he expects to score double digits. So we'll see. Chris Godwin is going to be my other wide receiver. Tampa Bay Bucks at the San Francisco, or no, I'm sorry, at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Don't think the 49ers have a great defense. Here's the thing. I don't know if San Francisco is going to make this a game, right? If they don't make this a game, then Tampa Bay running backs are probably going to, you know, be fed the ball, and that's going to be that. But if this is a game, at least early on, Winston, and I did toss around the idea of putting Jameis Winston in at quarterback and stacking him with Godwin, but I'm just, you know, I'm thinking this game's going to get away from the 49ers. So early on, there's going to be some throwing, and Evans, it looks like he's going to play. He's nursing an injury, though. Godwin's a pretty damn good wide receiver, a nice up-and-comer, so I think he's going to get his fair share of looks. He was well targeted last season, so I think we've got a good solid play with Chris Godwin. Is he going to get 20 points? I don't know. Probably not. Is he going to get me 15, 16? Maybe. If he can 6-7 catches and get a touchdown, quite possibly. You need a couple just solid earners in your lineup, right? At tight end, I'm going to go with Austin Hooper, Atlanta Falcons. They're at the Minnesota Vikings. So I think Minnesota's defense is tough enough. They may put Matt Ryan on the run. And if that's the case, he's going to be dumping that ball off. And so Austin Hooper is a good play, especially at 3,200 points or $3,200 or whatever. What? Are they points, the dollar, whatever, the Fugazi money, you know, forget about it. It's Austin Hooper at tight end. He's a good, solid play, and hit or miss, though, but if he gets the ball thrown to him, he knows what to do with it. At my flex spot, I'm going to go with Mark Ingram II, $5,100, Baltimore Raven running back. They are playing at Miami, maybe, if Miami still exists. Mark Ingram does not have to compete for touches. Well, okay, he kind of has to compete with touches with Jackson, right? Lamar Jackson. But, hey, Jackson said he wants to throw the ball more. He wants to show that he's a quarterback, not a running back. So maybe that benefits Ingram. And I think Ingram's the lead guy out there. Early on, he's going to get a healthy dose. If he has some success, especially around the goal line, you know, Mark Ingram can put up some points. He didn't have a great year last year with the Saints, but, you know, of course they had two solid, well, really above average running backs. So this could be a good play for him, especially if it's wet and sloppy and nasty in Miami. Yeah, Mark Ingram II, good flex guy. And then finally, at defense, rounding things out, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens again because, well, they're the best defense on Sunday, in my opinion, and they're going up against the Miami Dolphins, who... Does Miami have anybody at wide receiver anymore? Who the hell is Ryan Fitzpatrick going to throw the ball to? I can tell you who he's going to throw the ball to. The Baltimore Ravens defense. That's who. So $3,800 over on DraftKings. That does it, folks. That rounds it out. So let me go. It bears repeating. DraftKings.com. My lineup, Nick Foles at quarterback, Joe Mixon and Leonard Fournette at running back, Odell Beckham Jr., DJ Moore, Chris Godwin at wide receiver, Austin Hooper at tight end, Mark Ingram II at flex, and the Baltimore Ravens at defense. So that is it. That does it. That's the show. What am I, 35 minutes? Not too bad. I could ramble longer. You want me to make this an hour show? I can make it an hour show, and I'll just, I mean... Of course, we're not going to be talking about fantasy football. We're going to like go off into some weird rabbit hole of mind chaos. But hey, let's keep it. I'm getting a little tired. I'm running out of wind. I'm a big dude, man. I'm not no marathon runner. I mean, I'm not huge, but I'm big enough. And, you know, I'm no marathon runner. But anyways, let's wrap this up. You know, this is the hardest part of the show. I really don't know how to say goodbye. It's very difficult, and I feel like you and I have truly bonded here today. And can I go ahead and just say it? We have become friends. That's right. We are now friends. You and I. And I tell you what, if you're still here, if you're still with me, if you agree we're friends, do me a favor. Give me a good review, a thumbs up, a like. I don't know. I don't know where you're listening to this at. I don't know the protocol. Maybe it's a thumbs up. If it's YouTube, it's a thumbs up. Hey, give me a thumbs up. Or hell, give me a thumbs down. I don't give a shit. Tell me what you really think. If I suck and I should never broadcast on the air again, tell me, because you know what? I truly, truly value your feedback. Kind of. But hey, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening to me from, give me a like, give me a subscribe, give me a thumbs up, give me a share on social media, right? Let your Facebook, your Twitter, your, what else is there? Instagram, Snap. Let your friends know that I exist. And but like, hey, here's a dude, right? He exists. He asked me to share this, so I'm sharing it. A little bit of a charity thing here, right? I will fully take pity likes. Oh, poor guy. Sitting all alone in a basement. Talking into a microphone that looks like a big dildo. I mean, oh shit. Anyways, I gotta go. I'm starting to lose it. Friends, it is so hard to say goodbye. So I'm just gonna end this thing. And until next week, this is Brian, and you have been listening to the First and Goal from the 49 podcast. Good luck. May the money earning Mike Irvin gods of fantasy football shine down upon you and your rosters.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait them back. I thought we'd get forever gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.